This is Oklahoma Perspective. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is hiring. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked to Dwight Durant about the qualifications.
We have quite a few different avenues as a trooper that you can take, a different career paths that you can take. You see the troopers out here that are working these crashes and on traffic stops. Those are the troopers that are working the road. But we also have other divisions. We have a dive team. We have a lake patrol division. We have an aircraft division. We have a bomb team. We have a TAC team. We have our investigative teams. We have the traffic homicide team. We have units that are specifically involved with the semi-traffic, oversized loads. They deal just with that. We have a division of executive security, which provides security of the state buildings
and the governor. The governor.
Governor. LG. Absolutely. They go with him everywhere he goes. So there are a lot of different avenues. So if a person wants to become a trooper and they get hired on, they are required to work the road for a period of time until that they can put in a transfer to one of these specialized units. However, most of the troopers that are out here, that they hired on to be a road trooper, and you have guys that have been on 25, 30, even longer, that have no desire to do anything else because being a road trooper is what they want to do. It's the best job on the highway patrol. But we do have those other divisions. There are other areas that a person can transfer into. What I encourage my guys is from immediately once they get hired on and they become a trooper, they think that they might want to do that for the rest of their lives. But I encourage them very strongly to find another avenue and start taking classes, because all of these specialized divisions we have training for, and we do our in-house training. If you want to be a firearms instructor, we have firearms instructor. We have to qualify. You have to train. You have to go to a class. It's a long process, and you need to get yourself in line. If you think you might want to be on our dive team, there's only so many divers. You know, I think there's only six or seven, and there's quite a few people trying to get in it. You need to get your name in the hat early. And our divers, our dive instructors, they provide classes all you know, year round. Get in those classes, start learning how to dive. We'll teach you how to dive, and work your way into that position.
But you got to sign up, and it's first come, first serve, and then for, you know, and then qualifications, obviously.
You have to be qualified. You have to have all the testing, or you have to have all the training that's required before you'll get accepted. And then they'll have tryouts. They'll have a dive team tryout, and they'll take these individuals out, and they'll have to go down and do certain maneuvers. You know, I don't know a whole lot about it, but
you were never on the dive team, Dwight?
Never on the dive team. But they may have to swim to a certain point, and some of them don't complete it, and some of them complete it faster and better. And there's much more to it than what I'm describing here, but they'll have tryouts, and the top ones will get picked.
So it'll be competitive. So I know you're a road guy.
Well, I'm a lieutenant now, but yes, I've been a road guy for 20 years.
Long time. I've been talking to you on and off for several of those years, because a lot of times when we needed information, you've served as a public information officer,
yes,
which is another aspect of the job.
Absolutely. Another avenue that you can go into.
And but besides that, did you try any of these other things, or did you have any that you wanted to do? Or,
you know, when I got on, I thought I wanted to be a road trooper forever. I never wanted to promote. And then I quickly discovered that I had a knack for drug interdiction, just working in the Tulsa area. And so I started taking some classes to get into the drug interdiction, and I spent some years in that division. I had a partner that had a drug dog, and we went out and conducted highway.
All right. So, and the reason that we're sitting down today is because the Oklahoma Highway Patrol is looking for good men and good women who want to serve. I will tell you, I've met some female troopers, but not a lot. The recruiting effort, do you focus on trying to get more women involved, more people of color involved, or is it just, hey, you know, cast the net as wide as possible and just try and get some folks to sign up?
Yeah, we're looking for anybody. We're not looking for specific numbers on females, or, you know. If you're a female and you want to be a trooper, you get online, and if you meet all the qualifications, you come test, and we're going to hire you if you pass everything.
What are the educational requirements?
Okay, the educational requirements are you need 62 hours of college or 3 years. Okay, so how this works is you're required to have 62 hours of college. Now,
Which means you don't necessarily have to have the degree.
Yeah, I'll spit it out. You have to have 62 hours of college. You do not have to have a degree. And if you've been in the military, you get 10 hours of credit per 1 year of honorable service up to 3 years. So you could have 32 hours of college, 3 years of honorable military, that equals 62 years or some combination thereof. You do not have to have a degree. It does not have to be in criminal justice. It can be in any topic as long as you meet those requirements. And you have to have those college credits prior to the academy starting. So if you're enrolled in college now, if you're going to be enrolled in the fall, and at the end of that fall, you can show us, hey, when I finish these classes, I'm going to have these hours. You can go through the hiring process and you can complete it.
Okay. So how often do they hold academies?
You know, we are funded by the state legislation and it just depends on our budget. We haven't been having them as often as we'd like to. This one's going to start February 27th and we're hoping to have an 80-man academy.
80?
80-man. And that's a very large academy. Typically they're around 40 or 50. But our numbers are so low that we're needing to have these large academies. We have just over 700 troopers statewide. That's in every county in the state.
And let's be clear.
That Tulsa PD has about that many for one city.
About that, yeah.
Yes.
And they're covering every road. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper has jurisdiction on every road, right? City?
Yes.
State or federal?
Correct.
Within the state lines of Oklahoma?
Correct.
And roughly. Do you have any idea how many miles of pavement?
Oh, I do not know.
It would be huge.
Know. And you know, so we would like for our numbers to be over 1,000.
Right.
So you factor in all the special services that I just described to you that are services that are needed for the citizens of Oklahoma. If we need to do a recovery on a lake, we need to have a lake patrol, we need to have a dive team. You take all those people out of that 700. And then you take all of our command out, our lieutenants, our captains, and what you have left, the numbers of the troopers that actually patrol that you see out here on a day-to-day basis. I don't know what that number is, but it's not 700.
It's probably half that.
I'm spitballing, but it's down there.
Yeah. So.
And those troopers are doing a fantastic job. If you need us, we're going to come. But those troopers, they're working with, you know, they're very shorthanded. Sometimes we have troopers work in multiple counties.
And counties in Oklahoma tend to run fairly large.
They do.
That's the thing is that, you know, so much territory to cover.
Mm-hmm.
X many people to do it, X many hours in the day. I don't know how y'all do it. So you said the next academy goes up in February. What's
yes,
the
sir.
Deadline to apply for that?
The deadline is the end of this month.
Okay, so end of August.
Yes, sir. We had already reached a deadline, but we extended it out. One more month.
Because you're not getting enough recruits.
The end of August. So if you are interested in being a state trooper, if you want to come see what we're all about, you can go to two websites, jointheohp.com and ohptroopers.com. On each of those sites, there is a list of qualifiers and a list of disqualifiers. Some of the disqualifiers would be domestic abuse, drug use, things of that nature. So an individual really needs to go in there and look at that. If you meet all those requirements and you want to come see what we're all about, there's a link on those websites to contact a recruiter. Once you contact them, they will set you up with somebody here locally, probably me. You probably get my phone number and call me. And we're going to have you come in. We're going to talk to you. And if you want to do a ride along, we will put you in a car with a trooper, kind of take you out and show us what we're all about, introduce ourselves to you, let you introduce yourself to us. And we're not just looking to fill numbers. We're looking to have good partners. We're looking to have the Highway Patrol as a family. We're looking for brothers and sisters to come join our family and come be a part of us. So if you have an urge to be a public service and you ever thought about a career in criminal justice, or if you know anybody who this might appease to, give us a call. Look us up. Come see us. Don't wait too long. We only have a few more weeks left for you to get into the process for this next academy, and we'd just love to hear from you.
Where do the academies take place?
They are in-house, 20 weeks, Oklahoma City. And you're going to live
city.
There for the first few weeks.
They, like there's a barracks that
puts
you up.
There is. There's it's a dormitory style environment. It is operated like a military boot camp. It's high stress, a lot of physical exercise, a lot of training. We're going to teach you how to shoot. We're going to teach you how to ground fight. We're going to teach you how to drive in normal operations, in emergency mode, in pursuit. And we're going to teach you law, accident investigation, endless. The amount of training that you're going to get, first aid, it's tremendous. and you're going to live there. After you're not going to get to leave until after a few weeks. If you earn the right as a group, they're going to start letting you go home on weekends. And it's 20 weeks long. Once you complete that, you will get your assignments, and you will report to your troop, and you will do a you'll have a mentorship program where you'll have a field training trooper with you. He will drive at first, and then you start driving, and eventually he'll just become an observer. You'll do that for a period of time, and then from the day you get to the academy till the end of that first year, you're a probationary trooper. You're a cadet. You're a probationary trooper. At the end of that first year, you're a first-year trooper. And then we have a seven-year process where you top out in pay. After 7 years, you'll be making $71,000 a year with all the benefits. A couple other things I'd like to talk about. Used to when we did this testing, where you're going to come in that first day, you're going to take a physical test, a written test, and you're going to do an interview. Those generally were in Oklahoma City, but we're doing them regionally now. We're going to be doing them in Catoosa. What you're going to do, you're going to get online, you're going to apply. We'll contact you. We'll give you a date to report for this test. You want to take a physical test first, which is push-up, sit-ups, a mile-and-a-half run, and 1,000-meter or 100-meter run. I'm not sure what the times are on those that you have to complete them by. You have to do so many push-ups and sit-ups. If you pass that, you're going to go right into a written test. If you pass that, you're going to go into the interview. It's elimination. If you don't pass one, you don't move to the next. You're done. After that, if you successfully complete that, then we're going to mail you a biographical questionnaire. It's a long 25, 30-page questionnaire about everywhere you've ever worked, everywhere you've ever lived, everywhere you've ever gone to school, and everybody you've known. And a trooper will be assigned to you, and he's going to investigate you. He's going to take a couple weeks off the road, and he's going to go talk to everybody because we need to make sure that we're getting the best of the best, that nothing slips through. And the reason we have to be that way is this job requires discipline, motivation. An individual has to have honor and integrity because we don't have a squad meeting. When you get up, you go out in your car, you get dressed, you get in your car, you start it, you get on your radio, and you clock in.
You're at work.
You're at work. You go. We need an individual that's motivated, that can recognize school zones where there's been a problem, high accident areas, and he's expected to go to those areas and work. Unless he gets a call for a crash or a motorist assist or whatever, he's on his own. And 8 hours later, he's going to pull back in his driveway and he's going to clock out.
So you got to have self-starters.
You have to have self-starters, and you have to have individuals with good character.
So you don't make it easy. You're going to make it hard.
We'll make it hard.
You got to earn.
You have to earn it all the way through the academy. So hopefully we're going to have hundreds of people apply. We're going to narrow that down to the top 80. And so after you get your biographical questionnaire, after an investigation, after you've successfully passed all the tests, you're going to come in and do a polygraph test. We have contracts this year. What we're going to do is, if you pass everything, we're going to tentatively offer you the job. We're going to let you pick the top three counties that you would like to be assigned to after you get out of the academy. If you're from Tulsa, you want to come back to Tulsa, Rogers, or Wagner County, put those three down. If you successfully graduate the academy and there's a spot open in one of those counties, we're going to guarantee you that you're going to get to go back. So we're not going to ship you out to the panhandle. Does that happen? Could it happen? Maybe nobody's going to put in for that, and we need the people out there.
Somebody's got to do it, right? Yeah. I mean, those people out there need highway patrol protection.
Right.
Absolutely. Interesting. All right. So, again, not an easy process.
It's not. It's well worth it. And you have to want to do it. You can't just say, you can't just be one of those individuals that's looking for a job. So you think, hey, I'll just try the highway patrol. You have to be motivated by public service. You have to have a calling to do this job. Once you complete the academy and you get out here, and then you complete the mentorship program, and that first day you get out on your own in a black OHP Charger that we're going to give you, you're going to know that you earned it. You're going to be proud.
So this is interesting stuff for me, and I would guess you get of those 80 recruits, probably not all 80.
Yes, sir. We have about traditionally, I don't want to say exactly the percentage of numbers, but 10, 15, 20, maybe more percent dropout, depending on the academy and the group as a whole. But we'll lose people. We'll lose people the first day. And then once we get into different avenues of the training, people will just drop out. People may get homesick. Something's going on at home. And that's another thing that we want people to know, that if you come to us and you go through the process and we bring you in, you do a ride along, we're not going to wait on you to get out of the patrol to treat you as a brother. You know, we're going to hope you finish, but hopefully we can get to know you enough that if you're out of the way at the patrol academy and something's going on that needs to be taken care of, you can call one of us, you know, whatever that might be. A lot of times guys get in the academy and, something's going on and they're qualified, they're capable, but they got to go home. Something, you know, and when you're in house up there, you don't get a phone. It's just like being in the military. But there's you know, a lot of reasons that people leave. The physical part is very demanding.
I was going to say, there's no way in hell I'd get past. We're doing push-ups and sit-ups. I'd be like, I think I'll sit here and watch.
Yeah. So a typical day is you're up about 4:30 a.m. and you're going to go out. Still dark. You want PT,
physical training.
Physical training. When I came on, it was push-ups, sit-ups. You know, calisthenics, what we used to call it, and then you just ran. 4, 5, 6 miles, whatever it is. However well that tack felt that day. I mean, he may run you 10 miles, who knows. But now we're getting smarter about it. They're doing more of this CrossFit training, you know, real stuff that people would do when they get back home. I went through just a portion of it when I got promoted. We had to go through 2 weeks of leadership school, and we did a portion of the PT that they do. I'm 50 years old. I'm not in shape like I used to, but I'm in pretty good shape.
Oh, I'd say you're in good shape.
And it's demanding. It was tough. You're going to come out of that patrol academy in the best shape of your life.
And with a pretty amazing feeling of accomplishment, I would think, because, you know, you said, they literally make it really hard to earn that badge.
Yes. And, so I was kind of talking about you're up doing calisthenics, and you're going to go in. You're going to clean the room, take a shower. You're going to march out daybreak. You're going to raise the flag. You're going to march out in formation just like you would in the military. Then you're going to go eat, and then you're in training for the next 13, 14 hours.
That's a long day.
Long days.
And so the classroom, all that goes, you said 20 weeks?
20 weeks.
That you're in the barracks.
And then we have a big...
Basically in the Marines.
You are.
For all practical purposes.
Well, but you're not always there. We have... we're going to teach you how to shoot a pistol. We're going to teach you how to shoot a shotgun. We're going to teach you how to shoot a rifle. And we're going to issue all three of those to you. We're going to make you proficient at that. So you're going to be at the range for weeks. And we're going to teach you how to drive. That's a week or two process. We're going to take you out to Western Oklahoma. We're going to take you in buses out there. We have a barracks out there at a place called Burns Flat, which is... It's an abandoned... what were the bombers that used to carry the nuclear bombs?
The B-29s.
B-29s, an abandoned old B-29 base. It was actually an alternative landing for the shuttle when they had it. It was like the second longest runway
because
in the country.
Huge, long, flat,
right.
Not a lot of hills. Just
now it's pretty much abandoned. They do touch and goes out there. But all of the side roads where they used to house the bombs and everything, it's all still there. So we use that where we do our pursuit driving because there's miles of it. We can simulate highway pursuit or in-city pursuit. So you're going to be out there for a week or so, you know, and then we're going to take you to do ground fighting and self-defense. You're going to be going to a gym somewhere. So you're not just in the classroom setting a lot. Now you are in the classroom a lot because there's a lot to learn. But, you know, we're going to teach you handcuffing and just so many different – such a different wide variety of training that we're going to give you.
Dwight Durant with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.